Track 13, and now we come to sport. Well, there's not a lot of sport over the first weekend of 2026, but I have found some football. There may have been no nine-dart finish in the PDC World Championship final last week, but there were nine goals to celebrate at Buckland Athletics Stadium last Saturday, the 3rd of January, where the home side kicked off 2026 in style with a 9-0 win over St Austell. Half-time saw the score standing at Buckland Athletic 4, St Austell 0, with a hat-trick of goals coming from Ryan Bush and one from Jack Baxter. The second half saw a continuation of the unrelenting onslaught of goals against the bottom of the league, Cornish side. The Herald Cup brings 2026 into focus for South Devon's footballers, resulting in heartbreak, big scorelines and last-minute controversy, with two recent finalists bowing out in the second round. Premier Division Windmill were the headliners in the Herald Cup with a 14-1 victory over Division 4 Broadhempstone United. Division 1 outfit Barton Athletic put in a good performance, but they were no match for Premier side Lakeside Athletic, who won 4-1 at Barton Downs in front of a decent crowd that must have been freezing. At Broad Park East Allington, United thought they had equalised in the 94th minute against Kingstainton Athletic, only for the assistant to flag an offside and the goal was disallowed. Just across town to Newton Abbott 66, they said goodbye to a cup run after a pulsating game versus Chudley Athletic that went to extra time. Jack Coggovin scored a late winner for the visitors to save everybody from a penalty shootout. Premier side Newton Abbott Spurs welcomed Division 4 outfit Teen Village to the Rec, and the Villagers were no match for the league champions. The final score was Spurs 5 and Teen Village 0. And in the All Division 1 tie, Bovey Tracy made short work of Paignton Villa with a 4-1 victory. And that is your sport for this week.